UK General Data Protection Regulation laws, including UK GDPR and Data Protection Act 2018, also known as DPA. This is an audio recording of the first infographic in a series of five. These have been created by UK Longitudinal Linkage Collaboration, who we'll refer to as UK LLC from now on. The series has been co-produced with the UK LLC Public Advisory Group, with input from UK LLC Partner Studies. They are designed to help longitudinal population study participants understand how the law applies to the use of their longitudinal population study data. Longitudinal population study participants are people who choose to join a study. Their personal data is collected over periods of time for the purposes of research for the benefit of the public. For example, this could mean filling out questionnaires or attending clinics for measurements such as height, weight, or providing blood samples. A highlighted summary explains that UK data protection laws regulate the use of personal data across all data use. Personal data is data which can identify a person. Data use includes organisations, businesses, the government, as well as university and NHS-led research. A series of icons are used to indicate eight standard rights under these laws. 1. To be informed about how your data is being used. 2. To be able to access your data. 3. To have your data corrected. 4. To ask for your data to be destroyed. 5. To restrict the use of your data. 6. To object to the way your data is used. 7. To move your data to another organisation. 8. Rights related to automated decision making, including profiling. A further text box explains that not all these rights apply to data used for research. This is because they can harm ongoing and future research if applied. There are exemptions in place for research so that research data can continue to improve and save lives. UK data protection laws require longitudinal population studies to protect the confidentiality, integrity, and availability of personal data. This means 1. Your data is kept confidential and secure. There is no unauthorised access, and researchers only access pseudonymised data. This is data where the information that can identify a person has been removed and replaced by a research identifier or pseudonym, typically random codes that make no sense. 2. Data is accurate, consistent, reliable, and only used for research. Your study has to provide you with information on how your data is used. 3. Approved researchers apply to access data and show they are trained to work with data. If granted access, they are given the minimum amount of data needed for their project. Against a turquoise background, the infographic shows five representative photographs. These are of longitudinal population study participants of various ages, genders, and ethnicities. Each one is quoted answering the following question. I'm a longitudinal population study participant. How do the exemptions for research under the UK's data protection laws affect my rights? The first person says, my study may not allow all data to be erased, as it could seriously impair previous and current research. But almost all longitudinal population studies give you the right to stop your data being used from the point you tell them you want to do so. The second person says, exemptions to my rights depend on the longitudinal population study. They're not applied automatically. My study will carefully consider what exemptions apply. The third person says, I can't have my study data corrected, but I can ask for my name and address to be updated. The fourth person says, I can't transfer my study data to another study as they may record data differently and collect different types of data, making this a complex process. The fifth person says, accessing my individual study data may not be possible. It raises ethical issues and can create scientific bias. Scientific bias is when the way in which research is carried out may lead to results that are not objective or accurate. A text box explains that longitudinal population studies will do the following. 1. Respect your right to be informed. 2. Allow you to restrict the way your data is used. 3. Stop collecting data if you object. The infographic finishes with a black footer box with white text stating that this information is correct at the time of publication, version 1 in July 2024. If you have any questions about how your data is making a difference to research, you can contact your study team directly. Also in this footer are the logos of the University of Edinburgh and the University of Bristol as the institutions that run UK Longitudinal Linkage Collaboration. Beneath them are the logos of the funders, UK Research and Innovation, the Medical Research Council, and the Economic and Social Research Council. This infographic series was funded by UK Health Data Research Alliance, Medical Research Council, and Health Data Research UK. This is an audio recording of the first infographic in a series of 5, designed to help longitudinal study participants understand how the law applies to the use of longitudinal population study data. The other infographics cover the Digital Economy Act of 2017, Common Law Duty of Confidentiality, Control of Patient Information and Section 251 of the NHS Act 2006. The final infographic provides a summary detailing a key message from the individual laws and legal principles detailed in the series.